I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 57 degrees on this Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. How's everybody doing on hump day? You got the halfway through the week. It's all good. It's all downhill from here. We'll get through it. So this next story truly angers me because it's what we've been talking about for a long time. When people say, oh, you know, illegal immigrants really aren't committing the crime here. You know, it's a small percentage, but it still is a percentage, and they still should not be here. But they are. And here in Texas, this fatal jet ski hit and run. I know we've been talking about it on our news breaks. Here was a young woman who was accepted to United States Air Force Academy. She wanted to dedicate her life to serve our nation, to be an officer in the United States Air Force. Met all the requirements, got her congressional nomination, you know, was at going to the prep school and then the service academy, the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. She was out kayaking with the month she has before she was supposed to report. You know, between high school and there, you know, getting her exercise in, getting her cardio in. She was out kayaking. And she was struck by individuals on a jet ski. Those individuals left her to die, fled, loaded the jet ski, jumped in the car, and not only that, crashed the car when they were leaving the parking lot. Thankfully, someone got a good picture. Well, it turns out now that these two individuals are Venezuelan illegal immigrants that are here. This is tragic, did not need to happen, and regardless, whatever the situation was of the accidents happen. I get this. But obviously, something went wrong where you're riding a jet ski into a kayak, enough to strike and kill the individual. Well, the pair of suspects that were wanted in that hit-and-run jet ski death of a teenage Air Force recruit on a Texas lake have been arrested. And they're both at this time being believed to be illegal immigrants. They fled from Grapevine Lake, were arrested yesterday after a standoff with police at their Dallas area home. A standoff. Gonzalez, the woman who was driving the jet ski, fatally striking 18-year-old Ava Moore with a jet ski as she kayaked on the lake Sunday evening. And then fleeing from the scene in a man's car as bystanders tried in vain to save the teen. Photos of Gonzalez at the scene were distributed to police who located her and the other suspect, who was not identified by police Tuesday morning. Officers from Dallas and Grapevine Police were joined by agents of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement and used drones to peer into their hideouts windows before the pair finally surrendered. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said Gonzalez, a Venezuelan national, and the other suspect were in U.S. illegally, and that the death of Moore never should have happened. And it's 100% accurate. Ava Moore's senseless death was caused by an illegal alien who should have never been in our country in the first place, Paxton said after the arrest. My heart is broke for Ava's family, friends. The prayers are with them as family as they face this tragedy. Moore, a basketball star who graduated from Fort Worth Timber Creek High School in 2024, had just enlisted in the Air Force, was weeks from starting basic training before she was killed on Sunday. She had graduated from the U.S. Air Force Preparatory School a little over a week before and was visiting her parents during the holiday weekend when she made her fateful trip to Grapevine Lake. She suffered severe head trauma after being struck by a jet ski and was pulled ashore but later died at a nearby hospital. A second woman had been riding on the jet ski when it struck Moore, and she remained at the scene after the collision. I believe there may be some more that may be arrested here. And the Texas governor has now chimed in as well. Texas Governor Greg Abbott threatens the death penalty for illegal migrant suspect in fatal jet ski hit and run of a teen Air Force Academy recruit. Texas governor has threatened a death penalty for two illegal immigrants suspected of fatal jet ski hit and run for the 18-year-old. Welcome to Texas. Here's your death penalty, the Republican wrote on a post on X with a news video about the deadly incident and arrest of the suspects. This is just what we've been talking about for months. For months. After the jet ski struck the woman, they fled the scene in a blue Toyota Corolla, hitting two other vehicles as they bolted. The other woman on the jet ski remained behind and was interviewed by cops. The jet skis was seen making several reckless passes along the shoreline before it crashed into more, witnesses told police, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. Gonzalez from Venezuela is charged with second-degree felony manslaughter. Her bond is set at $500,000, according to the affidavit. Prezo, who's driving the car, has been charged with an accident involving injury, with additional charges expected Wednesday. Again, crashed into two vehicles as they were fleeing after striking this individual. Now, I understand there was no way for them to know that this was a member of joining the Air Force. But it was a young woman in the prime of her life that was getting some exercise in, getting some recreation in on Memorial Day weekend. How fitting. Dedicating her life to serve our nation.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
A good school student did everything that was necessary to do to get her appointment. Went to the preparatory school, which is basically a school to prepare you for the Air Force Academy. And life just taken like that. Now, hopefully, and I know the news story is saying that could possibly be facing deportation. And I understand the governor throwing in the death penalty there. The situation we're in now is a conundrum, because Venezuela has not been taking its illegal migrants back. So what do we do with these individuals? Do we send this individual to the prisoner in El Salvador? Do members of Congress on the Democrat side fight to keep this person here? Defend them. Just a boating person. I heard testimony from an officer, a state trooper that was struck by an illegal immigrant. The illegal immigrant was high on marijuana, driving a work van, and struck a state trooper on the side of the highway. And I would listen to the testimony when on my way home from this show yesterday. And the defense attorney, the public defender, was blaming the state trooper, saying that, never mentioned he was an illegal immigrant that was high on marijuana. Called him an inexperienced driver, driving a work van, while the state trooper was on the side of a dark road in a blacked out SUV with no emergency lights on the side of the road, where the inexperienced driver, a.k.a. illegal immigrant high on marijuana, plowed into the back of the police car that was parked on the side of the road. The blacked out SUV. Saying it's not a crime. It was actually caused by the police themselves, by having a blacked out SUV on the side of the road. And this inexperienced driver, a.k.a. legal immigrant, who's only been here for a year or two, never mentioning he was high on marijuana. This is the defense. And I understand it's a public defender's job to get their client off regardless. But it's interesting when they talk about due process happens every day. due process when you're an illegal immigrant is simply proving that you are, in fact, an illegal immigrant, and you are gone. That's your due process. If we are going to put you in jail and incarcerate you, if you are going to serve a jail sentence, it's a different story under the American judicial system. Where's the due process for this young 18-year-old girl who wanted to serve our nation? Wanted to defend the American flag. Wanted to defend you and I anywhere our military would send them. In the Air Force, as a member of our armed services, willing to risk her life to protect our families. Where's her due process? How many more are out there? And I don't care if it's five. I don't care if it's 500. I don't care if it's 5,000. This death didn't need to happen. And not only did it happen, the person left them to die. Not only did they leave her to die, they struck two other vehicles fleeing and then refused to comply with law enforcement during a standoff when they were arrested. So yes, I hope they get whatever is coming to them. Do I expect them to get the death penalty like the governor's thrown out there? No. But hopefully it's a scare tactic to other illegal immigrants that look to commit a crime or may commit a crime. There's options to self-deport. Take them up. This didn't have to happen. This young lady's family is mourning her when they should have been celebrating her leaving for the Air Force Academy in a month. And there's a lot of blame to go around. But right now, it's on these two individuals that fled. Not only fled, but caused more damage as they were fleeing. I posted some pictures of this young lady on my social media. Go take a look at her. Honor her. Her sacrifice and service before it even started. It's 4:22 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.